Hello, this is Medical Intuitive Carol Reitberger. I'd like to thank you for joining me for the Your Health teleclass. The topic of this evening's teleclass is Alzheimer's disease, and an interesting topic to research and to discover more about. In researching the topic, it became obvious of the need to learn really more about this disease because of the fact that many of us as baby boomers are entering our memory loss years in record numbers, and that also that our parents are living longer, so the kind of care and assisted care that is needed in the future is going to be changing dramatically. In my research, I came across some startling statistics. Some of these statistics are that every 70 seconds, someone in the United States will be diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. Over 5.1 million Americans are now experiencing the disease, and more than 20 million baby boomers are expected to develop the Alzheimer's disease in the next 10 years. So as I was doing this research and stuff, it really showed me through the statistics that this is something that certainly is is going to be more of a front burner topic. Alzheimer's disease is a progressive degeneration of the brain tissue that's marked by devastating mental decline. These mental declines include the loss of intellectual functions such as memory, comprehension, and speech. They include attention issues where thoughts tend to stray, simple calculations become impossible, and ordinary daily activities become increasingly difficult. There's also dramatic mood swings associated with Alzheimer's disease, such as outbursts of anger, bouts of fearfulness, periods of bewilderment, extreme frustration, and then long periods of apathy, where they appear that they're really detached from all the environment around them and even detached from themselves. Physical problems occur as well as the psychological aspects of it in the Alzheimer's disease, and some of these physical problems are an odd gait, the loss of coordination, incontinence, and ultimately the inability of a person to be able to care for themselves to the point that they become physically helpless. Alzheimer's disease is the leading cause of dementia in the United States and is the fourth leading cause of death in developed nations after heart disease, cancer, and stroke. This disease can run its course from insidious onset to death in just a few years, or it can develop slowly over a period of as long as 20 years. The average duration from the time someone is diagnosed to the time that they transition is about 7 years. As age advances, the risk of developing this disease rises sharply, and by the age of 80, about one person in three will actually be diagnosed with the disease. Women are twice as susceptible as men in developing Alzheimer's, and Caucasians are about four times as susceptible as African Americans. However, even with all of these staggering statistics and the information that we know about Alzheimer's disease, there really is hope. And what we're learning is that while Alzheimer's disease is not curable, what we can do is we can actually make changes in our lifestyle and in our diet, and then also in our mental activities that can actually ward off the disease or the onset of it for possibly many years, and possibly also not even developing Alzheimer's disease. So it really is with just some simple changes in the preventative phase that we can approach Alzheimer's disease, it really is possible for us to live a very long, mentally healthy life. When I did some research, I found the association, the Alzheimer's Prevention Foundation in Tucson, Arizona, and the physician that is in charge of that particular foundation has done many, many years of research around Alzheimer's, and he believes that there's ways that we can prevent it, and even if someone is diagnosed with Alzheimer's, we can literally slow the progress of it by doing things such as nutritional counseling, physical exercise, cognitive exercises, mind-body stress control techniques, hormone replacements, specifically such as testosterone, growth hormones, and DHEA. Also, people benefit from psychological counseling in addition to the brain-supportive nutritional and herbal supplements.